On Friday, electric car maker Tesla announced massive layoffs across all of its operations. The reason? Sales have been underperforming as consumers complain about the cost of electric cars. While some states have enacted policies to subsidize electric car use, Arizona has not yet. And as Heather Van Blocklin reports from KJZZ's business desk, the price to transition to electric cars in the state may actually be less than the cost of the status quo.
It sounds a lot like a blender with a missing blade. But that screech is actually a race car in the electric car division of Formula One Racing in Europe. Phoenix, based on semiconductor designs and manufactures the computer chips used inside these engines. The company also designed chips Tesla used to develop its pilot technology.
We're now entering season 5 of Formula E racing, which is taking the race cars and electrifying the race car. So now it's going from a combustion engine that's burning gas into a battery-powered vehicle.
David Selmo is an executive at ON Semiconductor. He says Formula E, the electric division, being in Europe, is a natural fit. He says Europeans are more pro-environment and look for alternative fuels that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Americans are buying SUVs and light-duty trucks at a much, much higher rate. Where last year we sold a little less than 500,000 electric vehicles, we sold over 10 million SUVs and light-duty trucks.
Paul Lewis is with the Eno Center for Transportation in Washington, D.C.
Transportation has been particularly difficult to decarbonize. And in fact, vehicle mile traveled is growing, and so are the emissions related to transportation. So we have a huge environmental challenge in front of us with transportation.
A challenge felt by a state that boasts tourism as the top industry. That means as a growing number of travelers come to the state, more cars will be on the road. And that's in addition to the already increasing number of drivers added each year, as more people continue to move to Maricopa County than any other county in the U.S. Dan Lashoff is the U.S. Director of the World Resources Institute.
The effects of climate change are here now. We have a very short window of opportunity to really transform the way we produce and consume energy, eliminate emissions of heat-trapping pollution into the atmosphere.
At one time, Arizona once drew people looking for an air quality that could relieve respiratory problems. Now Maricopa County receives a letter grade of F almost every year from the American Lung Association. Phoenix is now ranked as the 8th most polluted city in the U.S.
Navigate to Portland, Oregon.
Ryan Cornell drives a Tesla Model 3. Cornell is a lifelong Phoenix resident, and this car is the latest in a list of electric cars he's owned.
Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, or sometime beyond that, we need to go to 100%, and we need to go to 100% renewable energy, and that has to happen.
He says state policies and programs are needed to support all drivers transitioning to electric.
Clean air is clean air. A livable climate is a livable climate. And I think people forget, too, that you go back to the EPA was founded by Nixon and a lot of the environmental legislation. There's no reason that everybody can't be on board with some of these policies.
Policies like the ones outlined in December by the Arizona Corporation Commission. Commissioner Boyd Dunn authored this statement.
Because of the nature of the power that electric vehicles are going to use, you have to be ahead and start developing programs and policies and tell utilities to prepare for it.
The commission received several complaint letters in response.
And I've heard from individuals who say, well, I don't intend to have an electric vehicle. I don't want to be paying a subsidy to let others have electric vehicles.
Electric cars are expensive. Building infrastructure to support those cars is also a cost. One resident may not be willing to pay. And Route 66, the Mother Road, Main Street Highway, once sought by drivers seeking solace on the open road, is also crowded. The decommissioned route has had its disconnected portions absorbed by Interstate 40 and its companion traffic.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
Heather Van Blocklin, KJZZ News.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun.